How are you?
Callie Thorne is with us. She is one of the stars of Rescue Me, which you can watch on FX Network, and it is a wonderful show.
It's a wing dinger.
It's a really good show. You know, I got to tell you, I have never watched it before, and I got a screener copy of it.
Oh, yeah.
And now I've seen three episodes. It's a wonderful series, really well written, gritty and realistic, and wow.
I agree. It's you know, not for nothing, not because I'm on the show or anything, but it happens to be my favorite show as well because of the same reasons. It's such great writing, it's such a great environment, and, you know, we pretty much just laugh all day, which is, you know, you couldn't ask for anything more, you know, to go to work and laugh.
Yeah, I think that when you have a show that's that dramatic and a lot of tense moments in it, that laughter off the camera is probably a good idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Because it makes everybody want to be there to make a good story.
You
know, it makes everyone want to come to work and you know, do good things, and that's pretty rare, I think, on a job where you have a crew and a cast that, you know, everybody wants to do good storytelling.
Now, you actually attended Wheaton College in Norton here in Massachusetts,
I
right?
I did, yeah.
Wow. So you majored in theater and drama there. Obviously, you wanted to be an actress.
I did. I decided when I was a senior in high school, I had sort of, I was randomly looking for something to do after school, and auditioned for the production of West Side Story. And I was Anita. I wanted to be Maria, but I was Anita, and but had the time of my life, and that's when I figured out that that's what I wanted to learn the most and to pursue.
What made you decide on Wheaton?
Well, I'd only applied to four schools, two of which were Wheaton and Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
And I at first had my heart set on Emerson because, you know, of their theater department, and I thought that would be a good idea. And then it slowly dawned on me that because I didn't know anything, that the better environment for me to start from scratch in terms of acting and the craft of it was to go to a school where I would be a little bit more coddled, where it was a smaller department. I was afraid that if I went to Emerson, because I wasn't very brave or anything yet, and I was afraid if I went to Emerson that I'd get a little bit swallowed up by people who were, you know, maybe more aggressive than me or something.
Mm.
And, you know, thanks be to God, it turned out to be a really good idea because the department at Wheaton was incredible. And I got a lot of attention there, but not too much that, like, I walked out of there thinking, you know, too much of myself. I still had a lot of fear and excitement in me to move to New York, and that was amazing.
It's interesting that after Wheaton, you went to the National Theater Institute and joined that, and then studied with Lee Strasberg Institute in New York. So you kind of started in the beginning stage at in college, and then went to kind of a graduate school after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very, I was sort of dead set on studying at the Strasberg Institute because something that we only touched on very, sort of basically in college was the idea of the method technique, that the Strasberg method, you know, which has a lot to do with different kinds of, substitution technique and all these different things that people use. It's sort of like a self-meditation or self-hypnosis to bring yourself back to reach certain kinds of emotions that are hard, can be really hard to sort of bring up and be honest about. And
mm-hmm.
So I had a year scholarship there, and it was really intense and very scary, and certainly because I basically graduated from Wheaton and moved straight to New York, and in the same week started 9-to-5 classes there. And you do class 9-to-5, but then you're also rehearsing 6-to-10 on any of the classes, you know, that you have a week. So it was pretty, it was a really scary big deal for me because, you know, I was sort of trying to make friends, but also, you know, get through all my classes and learn, you know, what I was there to learn. And it's very intensive work. But I still use some of those techniques to this day, you know, to relax myself before an audition or before a really intense scene. And so I'm very thankful for the time that I spent there.
What was your first paid gig when you got out of all the educational?
Let's see. Well, I did an enormous amount of free theater up to about 94. And then Well, the first thing that was, like, on camera that I got, like, my SAG card for, this is so embarrassing, was a really small role in the Ray Liotta movie called Turbulence, where in the very beginning, he plays this, like, crazy serial killer, and in the very beginning of the movie, I'm his current girlfriend that he may or may not be about to kill, and the cops bust in and grab me and throw him down on the ground. And it took, like, 2 days to shoot, and it was probably all of about 45 seconds on screen. But that's how I got my SAG card. And so, thank God for Turbulence.
It doesn't matter what movie you get it on. You got to get the card.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, many of the folks out there listening right now know you as Detective Laura Ballard on Homicide: Life on the Street, which was also a good show.
It was. I joined the show in the last two seasons. It had been on for 7 years, and I came in the sixth season, and that was also sort of a watershed, point in my life, because it was my first series, and certainly a big deal being one of the only female detectives on the show. And it was weird because the show shot in Baltimore, and I was also very excited to live in a new place for a little while. And I got there, and all the guys were like, they left every weekend with their families. Everybody was married at that point. And I was like, what's going on? Aren't we on a TV show? Like, I was ready to play and party and, go get special treatment all over Baltimore. But it was a completely different scenario because by the time I got there, everyone was very sort of laissez-faire about, being in Baltimore and sort of felt sequestered. So I made new friends and really got into the music scene in Baltimore and had such a great time on that show. I love Richard Belzer and Kyle Secor, and I was very sad when the show got canceled, but the fact that I got 2 years on it was humongous, so that's good.
I understand that. Did you do The Wire as well on HBO, or are you going to be doing it? Or?
I have been doing it. I've been doing a recurring role on The Wire for the past 3 years, and Dominic West, who plays one of the lead detectives, he plays Detective McNulty. I play his sort of long-suffering ex-wife, and I come in every now and then to, just stir the pot and say, I want more money, and you're late with the kids, and it's so much fun because David Simon, who was one of the head writers of Homicide, he created The Wire, and I think he was sort of, when they, first got picked up, I think he was being just nice to me and sort of threw me a bone and thought maybe I'd come in for an episode. And because I auditioned to play a regular role and didn't get it. And so he said, well, why don't you come in and play Dominic's wife for an episode? And then luckily it turned into, a bunch for the past three seasons. And that's also an incredible bunch of people, a lot of the same crew from Homicide, and it's a very comfortable place to be.
I must admit, I've never seen that show, so I can't say I have. But
it's a pretty gritty show in itself, and it's a lot of storylines. It's definitely something that, like, you have to pay attention, but it's worth it. You're rewarded if you pay attention to the storylines.
I have to check it out. I'm a big fan of The Shield. It sounds like maybe a little bit like that.
It's very much like The Shield, I think.
Yeah. So this the Rescue Me show is starting to get some great critical acclaim, and hopefully with all the stuff going on here, that more and more people around the country will tune it in. I hope that many of our 9 million people listening right now will tune in Rescue Me and check it out, because it's a great show. I'll tell you,
it is a great show. It's full of lots of comedy and lots of tragedy, and I'm very proud of it.
Dennis Leary is quite a character on the show and also in real life.
He really is. He's so wonderful. He's my favorite boss in the whole world. He's incredibly kind and loyal and generous. He's as funny as anybody would imagine him to be, but he's also insanely smart. And he and Peter Tolan, they make such a great team in terms of the energy of the show. And everyone just loves them both so much that, everyone trusts them implicitly. We get these, like, really crazy storylines, when we get the scripts each week. And, I think that if we didn't love Dennis and also Peter as much as we did, it would be a hard show to shoot, but people can't, we can't wait, the actors can't wait.
Yeah, I think that that people really care about the characters that they've created, and I think that shows you a lot about the writing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is it like working with all these guys in there, though? You got a lot, mostly men in the cast.
I love it. It's very much like, you know, when I came to Homicide, it was sort of like joining a boys' club. But it was a little bit hard at first. I sort of had to prove myself, you know, because they'd all been there for so long.
Right.
And Rescue Me is a little bit different in that, it was everybody coming together for a new show. And, most of my stuff that I've shot in the past two seasons has sort of just been Dennis and I one-on-one. But the few times that I've, when I get to set, I'll overlap with the guys in the firehouse, finishing up a scene or something. And I tell you, all we do is laugh because everybody is very much on the same page. Like, we all have the same sense of humor. And even if it's, like, a really hard day, there's lots of hijinks, there's lots of giggles, and I feel very much like I'm, like, a very proud little sister, you know. Not even little, because, I'm older than some of the guys, but it's just the feeling is, I feel very protected by all these guys, and that I could ask anything of them, and they can ask anything of me, sort of, like, both in front of the camera and off.
Well, it's a great show, and I think everybody out there should check it out. It's called Rescue Me. It's on FX Network, and you got to check it out.
Yay!
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I was very happy to come on.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.